Good morning. Do you remember me? I'm the one you inherited or you adopted. I don't know. However you want to say that is fine with me. I'm super excited to be here. And I want to explain to you for just a quick second why I am preaching today on a holiday and not our senior pastor. Well, it's because I ask. I said, can I preach on Mother's Day? And I figured that I may know just a teeny bit more about being a mom than Pastor Dylan, right? Maybe just a teeny bit more. His lovely wife could do this, but I don't think she would want to. So that's why I'm here today. And my message today is quietly faithful. Quietly faithful. And I want to tell you a little poem. A man couldn't decide what to get his wife for Mother's Day. So he wrote her a poem. I don't know if you've ever had somebody write you a poem, but that's lovely, isn't it? When someone takes the time to write you a poem. So here's his poem. M is for the mink coat that you want, dear. O is for the opal ring you crave. T is for the car, the tiny car that you would love to drive. And H is for the hat that makes you rave. E is for the earrings that you'd love to have. R is for the oriental rug on which you would like to tread. Put them all together, dear, and they spell bankrupt. So I'm giving you this card instead. Oh, well. Right? It's the thought that counts, right? I want to ask you who your heroes are. When you think of the word hero, what do you think of? Who do you look up to? Who do you look up to? Do you look up to professional sports players, singers, actors, teachers? Pastors? Pastor Dylan and I might need to chat about that one, right? Who do you look up to? Our heroes sometimes are flashy, aren't they? You know, I think of Dennis Rodman in the day, although he wasn't my hero, but he was pretty flashy, right? Do you remember Dennis Rodman? He was flashy, flashy, flashy. And there's others that have replaced him in professional sports. I've got to be honest with you, I don't watch professional sports anymore. My husband can attest to that because I am so involved and enamored in college athletics at Ball State that we have been allowed to minister to for 25 years that stuff just doesn't cut it with me. But who do you look up to? You know, the people that we sometimes look up to are rich, they're beautiful, they can shoot a basketball from the three-point line or, you know, sometimes half court, right? They can hit a home run at the last second to win the game. And those sometimes are our heroes. They've got the moves. They look cool. Some of our heroes are supposedly considered positive role models, right? And you can think of those in your mind. But many times, something happens to this role model, to this positive role model. It could be something like an illicit affair, an arrest, a criminal offense. And suddenly, that person that people looked up to, that positive role model, is no longer so positive, right? And your mom, since this is Mother's Day, is probably saying you're not allowed to watch this, that, or the other with that person in it. I used to do that as a mom. But by comparison, and many of you moms out there, my children are grown. They're 42 and 39 next week. My youngest baby will be 39 next week. So my kids are grown, but many of you mamas out there that are raising, especially like middle school to teenage, those are what I call the ouch years out your... There's no such thing as terrible twos, moms, right? It's terrible teens. I can't believe that Joe and I survived that. We did. And, you know, praise God. Through the blood of Jesus, we made it through that. But by comparison, our kids think we're so uncool, don't they? I remember being a nerd in school. And honestly, as a 61-year-old doctoral student, I still am. I geek out over some of this stuff that I'm exposed to in school right now. And that's okay. But when I became an adult, I thought all that nerdy stuff was behind me. But when you become a parent, you find that you're a nerd all over again. Amen? We don't dress cool. We don't act cool. We don't talk cool. Your kids may say things to you like, "Mom, you're not going to wear something to embarrass me today, are you? When you come pick me up, can you park over there?" I used to do those things to my mom. I hate to admit that. "Lucy's mom and dad are so cool, Mom." Do you hear that one? They ask, "How come we don't get to watch certain movies or listen to the music we want to listen to?" I remember one time Joe and I had a CD burning session. Back when the rappy stuff came out, back in the 80s, we had a CD burning session, and it was not a pretty night at our house. You can imagine, right? All of our friends at school get to watch those movies. All of our friends at school get to listen to that. Do you hear that? But I also want you to think about today who you look up to. It's not hard to be drawn in by heroes, is it? Or by people that are flashy and shiny. I know the big one now that I see a lot on Instagram is Taylor Swift. I got to be honest with you, I don't get that. I don't get that. But sometimes I think we're drawn in by the wrong things, aren't we? And that's easy to do. You're not exempt from that because you're a pastor or because you're a spouse of a pastor. It happens to everybody. We can be drawn in by the wrong things. It can happen so innocently and so subtly that you don't even know it's happening. There's so much more than wealth or good looks or cool cars or cool clothes or sex appeal or athletic ability. Today is Mother's Day, and I doubt that most of you, if not all of you, your mom probably was not a professional athlete. Anybody had a mom that was a professional athlete? No, see, there's not a single hand that goes up. Maybe your mom was a professional singer, a professional actor. No? I doubt most of you had moms that were extremely wealthy or had a perfect figure or a million-dollar smile. Or wore the latest clothing, the fanciest jewelry, styles from Paris. But they had another quality that I want you to consider today. They were quietly faithful. Quietly faithful. The picture that you're looking at, which cracks me up, I was surprised I didn't get some questions from Pastor Dylan, but I didn't. That is me with my two daughters when I was, I think, 24. And the little girl on my lap is one in that picture. She will be 39 next week. So you can tell that picture's pretty old. The hairstyle probably gives it away, too. My oldest, who is leaning on me, was 4 in that picture. And don't we look like the perfect little sweet family? When that picture was taken, when I look at that picture, I remember that was in the spring, and the January before this picture was taken, I lost my dad suddenly at age 46. And that rocked my story. That rocked my story. He was my anchor. He was my rock. He was the person that led me to Jesus Christ. And just like that, he was gone. So when I look at that picture, I see my broken heart, right? But that's what moms can look like. I want to read to you the scripture today that I just love the scripture, and I'm sure you do too. I actually can't see that, so I'm not sure I'll get to read that to you. But it's Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. And you know, I want you to notice that the Proverbs woman was quietly faithful. She was quietly faithful. Nowhere in this passage of scripture does it ever talk about her fame or her wealth, right? She was quietly faithful. I suspect that she got up every morning, and when her feet hit the floor, her only thought was taking care of her family, right? Doing the laundry, cooking, cleaning, all those things. And probably 1,000 more. But nowhere in the scripture does it talk about her wealth. It does say that she was worth far more than rubies, doesn't it? But that's not referring to her material wealth. That is referring to her value in the family. Her value in her family. You think about that. Moms, I know that it's hard. Believe me, I feel like I have survived something raising children to adulthood. I really do. The joys, the sorrows, all of the in-betweens. But I want you to know that you are worth more than rubies to your family. Worth more than rubies. This scripture doesn't speak about her exquisite beauty. The scripture doesn't refer to her athletic ability or her stardom or her ability to sing. But what this passage of scripture does describe is someone who was quietly faithful. Quietly faithful. She works hard taking care of her family. She gets up early. She stays up late. She ministers to the needs of others before her own. Before her own. She worked a second job. Many of us have done that, right? To make ends meet. We've worked more than one job. She made sure that her family was fed and clothed. She kept the house up. And sometimes that's a huge burden on top of everything else, right? Basically, she was quietly faithful day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. She was working hard for her family and faithfully taking care of those that she loves so much. Can you relate? Can you relate, moms? Now, I want you to take a little closer look at your own mom. Your mom may not have the latest fashions. She may not be famous and rich like we talked about before. But maybe there are other things. Maybe there are other things. Things like taking care of you when you're sick. How many moms have been puked on? There we go. There's some hands. How many moms have gone to work with baby milk on your shirt and you get to work and go, what's that smell? Right? And the first thing you do is go into the women's room to clean yourself up when you're at work. They do things like day in, day out, year after year after year, taking care of their family, of you. Making sure you're fed and clothed, taking care of the home, working in a job all at the same time. Did she love the Lord? That's a question you can ponder. Did she love the Lord? Did she have an impact on you spiritually? The New York Times did a story on the 12 greatest women in the United States. And after great consideration, the editors of the newspaper wrote this. The 12 greatest women in the United States are women who never had been heard of outside of their homes. I ask you, who was greater, Thomas A. Edison or his mom? When he was a young boy, Thomas Edison, that is, his teacher sent him home with a note that said, "Your child is dumb. We can't do anything for him, Mrs. Edison." She wrote back, "You do not understand my boy. I'll teach him myself." And she did. And well, the results are well known, right? The light bulb and hundreds of other inventions. I looked him up and I thought, what am I going to say to you? And I thought, well, we'll just pick the light bulb. What was that? Yeah. There you go. But he wasn't dumb at all, was he? He wasn't dumb at all. He needed a mother to teach him, to nurture him, to patiently love him, to be quietly faithful. A teacher had been teaching her class about magnets. She then gave him a quiz, and one of the questions was, "My full name has 6 letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I?" When the test papers were turned in, the teacher was surprised that half of the class answered with the word mother. Mother, not magnet, mother. After a closer look, do you get the impression that your mom was quietly faithful? I hope so. Well, then I want to encourage you today on Mother's Day 2023 that you need to let her know that. That you need to let her know that you are so thankful that she was quietly faithful. You need to show your appreciation to her for all she's done for you. The family of the Proverbs woman did. Verse 28 says, and I love this verse. Verse 28 says, "Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." So kids, adults, adult children, if you have a mother who was quietly faithful, you should arise and call her blessed. You should go to her and say, "Mom, thanks for everything you did for me. I love you." Men, Joe Freeman, listen up. Men, if you have a wife who is quietly faithful, you need to praise her. You need to express your appreciation to her. Now, this is the hard part of the message, and I feel like I need to say this today. For some of you, and myself included, I realize that your moms have passed on, that they've passed. And I realize that Mother's Day may be a very hard day for you. It could be hard for other reasons too. For some mothers, like me, you may have a broken relationship with one of your children. In my life, even though I have a lost child, my oldest is completely lost, I praise God because He has given me over and over and over again bonus children. I tear up when I say that because when things are taken out of our life, even a child, God gives me tenfold. He's given me tenfold. I have 100 athletes, female athletes that I love on. There's a couple of my bonus children here today, and I'm not going to call them out so I don't embarrass them, but they know who they are. And I love them like they're my own. Some of my bonus daughters have babies. And guess what? I get bonus grandchildren. I love that. I love that. God always restores. Always. Always, always, always. He does it in His timing. Because our relationship with our oldest daughter has not been repaired. But there's not a day that goes by that I don't pray about that. And I live in joy knowing that God has given me others to love on. I hope you can wrap your mind around the enormity of that. If you aren't able to thank your mom in person today, I encourage you to make it a point to thank God for giving you a mother that was quietly faithful, that took amazing care of you, that loved you, that nurtured you, that provided for you. In verse 30 in Proverbs that was the scripture today, it tells us that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. Think about that the next time you look to someone to be your hero. You know, I don't look the same as I did in that picture for about 1,000 reasons. Because that's been a lot of years ago, right? Beauty is fleeting. We start wrinkling, right, mamas? We start wrinkling. The glistening megawatt smile might be hiding some things that aren't so beautiful. You have to look on the inside, too. Verse 30 concludes by saying, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Amen. So this morning, if you have a godly mother, if you have a mother who is quietly faithful, don't tell her how uncool she is. Don't tell her about everybody else's mom. Instead, tell her how much you appreciate her. Tell her how much you love her. I found something written about the meanest mom in the world, and I don't know who wrote it or else I would certainly give them credit, but here it is. We had the meanest mom in the world. While other kids ate candy for breakfast, we had to have cereal, eggs, and toast. When others had a Pepsi and a Twinkie for lunch, we had to eat sandwiches and drink water or milk. Oh, she was brutal. And you can guess our mom fixed us a dinner that was different from the other kids, too. Mom insisted on knowing where we were at all times. And you'd think we were convicts in a prison. She had to know who our friends were and what we were doing with them. And she insisted that if we were going to be gone for an hour, we needed to be home in 59 minutes or less. Did you have a mom like that? Mine, you know, the meanest mom in the world. We were ashamed to admit it, but she had the nerve to break the child labor laws by making us work. Wow. We had to wash dishes. We had to make our bed. We had to learn to cook. We had to vacuum. I think she laid awake at night thinking of things to torture us with. She always insisted on us telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. By the time we were teenagers, she could read our minds. I remember, as a side note here, I remember having that discernment when my kids were teenagers, and I really didn't want it because it was always spot on. My youngest daughter told me recently, she has teenagers now, she said, I understand your mom gut now, Mom, because I get it too. You know, I can always be four steps ahead of them. When life got really tough, Mom wouldn't let our friends just honk the horn in the driveway when they drove up. She insisted that they come to the door so that she could see them and meet them. Right? Did you have a mom that did that? While everyone else could date when they were 12 or 13, we had to wait until we were 16 or above. Because of our mom, we missed out on a lot of things other kids experienced. So if you've never been caught shoplifting, drunk, drugs, vandalizing other people's property, or even arrested, it was all her fault. Right? Maybe Sundays she reserved for church and you never missed a Sunday. Maybe you got saved at an altar like this. That was all her fault. Now that we've all left home, we're all God-fearing, educated, honest adults, and we're doing our best to be mean, nasty parents, just like Mom. I think that's what's wrong sometimes with the world today. We just don't have enough mean moms. We just don't have enough mean moms. Quietly faithful, hour by hour, day by day, year after year. I don't know who your heroes are, who you look up to, but if you have a mom that was quietly faithful, I hope that she's right there at the very top of your list. Number one. And I hope that you let her know or let God know how much you appreciated her. As the worship team comes for us to close this morning, I want to say thank you to Pastor Dylan and Rebecca for letting me take the stage today. I preached for 23 years, and I don't want to get rusty, so I guess we'll do this every so and again. I love you all. I'm so grateful for this church in about 1,000 ways. I'm so grateful for Pastor Dylan. He's an amazing man of God. Amazing man of God. But I want you to know that I'm going to pray and then let the worship team take over. The altars are open. If you want to come and just lay your heart before the Lord and thank Him for having a mom that was quietly faithful, that loved you, that nurtured you day by day, year by year, the altars will be open. So will you pray with me, please? Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day where we celebrate moms. We celebrate moms that are here with us. We celebrate moms that have gone on to be with you. And Father, we just praise you for the quietly faithful quietly faithful moms. We just praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing in this beautiful church. We praise you, Lord, for each and every person here today. We thank you for Pastor Dylan and Rebecca, and just praise you, Lord, that they are quietly faithful. We just ask you to be in everything we do today, in all of the celebrations, in all of the time that we spend with our family and our moms. And we just give you all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Hey, guy. We have a young lady that would like to give a testimony, please. Thank you so much.
Hello, good morning. So my name is Tammy Sorg. A lot of you know me. Many of you probably don't. We took a bunch of teenagers to, it's called Celebrate Life, this weekend, and there were thousands of kids together that were all teens, praising and worshiping the Lord, hands up. And it was just, you know, they have different events like softball, or not softball, but yes, they had softball. Okay, Kirsten over here is the one who kind of led all of our youth, so everybody needs to give her a hand for all she did. So the amazing thing is just all the worship. All the kids that committed their life to Christ just because they went to this event, and all the leaders that were there to make sure that happened. It was an incredible time. I do have some great news. Your Northeast Indiana group won overall out of 11 states and many north, south, east, and west in each of those states. So you've got a lot of youth in your area that love the Lord, that, you know, sing praises to the Lord and just enjoy that. You know, as she was talking about Mother's Day, mothers brag, right? Right? Okay, so my daughter, Rose, who needs to stand up, Rose. Thank you. She actually made the national quiz team. So, yay! And that is in Tampa, Florida in July. So, and we had two other quizzers just from our team, Middletown team, that actually made nationals, which was only 10 of them could. So you ought to give them praise, and we just thank the Lord for everybody that allows that to happen.
Thanks for that, Tammy. Thank you, Kirsten, for leading that too.